Hey everybody, it is Dallas McLaughlin from the Kept Faith. Before we begin this inaugural episode of Stormcast, I wanted to clear up a couple things. You're going to hear a lot of jumping around and weirdness. That is because I did not expect to meet Trevor Hoffman or have the opportunity to talk to Trevor Hoffman. You'll hear me talk about that a couple of times. The podcast starts out with myself, Kevin Charity from Mad Friars, and Ghost of Ray Kroc hanging out in the stands right after BP, just kind of talking about the season, talking about this podcast, and just kind of hanging out. And then you'll hear me freak out a little bit, and then you'll hear me interview Hudson Potts. I was really, really excited about interviewing Hudson Potts. And we had a bunch of questions lined up. We had a bunch of things lined up and ready to go. But what happened was I saw Trevor Hoffman first, and he said he would talk to me. And so I decided to talk to him. And I was so flustered from talking to Trevor Hoffman and being able to hang out with him for a few minutes before we recorded and a little bit after we recorded, that when I finally got to Hudson Potts, I literally forgot everything I wanted to say and all the questions. So I'm going to make a guarantee that I will once again interview Hudson Potts, and I will actually have a better mind frame, and I'll be able to actually ask him the questions I wanted to ask him other than what I ended up asking him. So my apologies to Hudson Potts and all of you listeners out there, but I appreciate you sticking around. So this episode's jam-packed. We got Kevin Charity and Ghost of Ray Kroc. We also have Hudson Potts and a quick little talk with Trevor Hoffman, Hall of Famer Trevor Hoffman. And then you have a lot of me talking about how I was feeling at the time. So enjoy it. Huge thanks to Lake Elsinore Storm for letting us do this. And we'll be out there again in a couple weeks doing it once again. All right. Enjoy. Garage Band. Hey, I don't know what we're calling the Storm podcast yet. I was saying Stormcast or like weather forecast.
It might work.
Scott, what do you want to call Ghost? Ghost is in.
Just Ghost, Scott.
Ghost, Scott is not very into what I'm saying right now. Hey, I'm at Lake Elsinore Storm. We're at the stadium here. They call it Storm Stadium. Still waiting on that sponsor. And, we're very excited to be up here. We're going to start doing a podcast from Storm Stadium, or sometimes from my house, I guess, because I live close to here. And I was wondering, Scott, Ghost of Ray Kroc is here with me. And then also we were wandering around. We found Kevin Charity from Mad Friars. Hi, Kevin.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. I know this isn't 5.5, so there's not going to be a lot of cussing on here. I know you're used to that. I'm sorry.
I've only dropped like one F-bomb the entire time I've done that show, so it's the
Not you. Yeah, the other guys.
Yeah,
this is a little more family-friendly than those guys.
Plus, we're out in public.
We are out in public.
And I feel like I'm on the clock, so that's also different, too. So
You are getting paid for this podcast. Right now, Lancaster's team, I'm not going to pretend to know what they're called.
Jethawks.
That's a good name.
It's a Rockies affiliate, for those of you who don't know.
See, that's why Kevin's here, because he's knew all of those things.
Also, a fun fact about them, Phil Nevin's son is hitting third tonight.
He's hitting third, and hopefully we'll get into a fight with somebody tonight, huh?
That might be fun.
Like father, like son. Well, Lancaster Jethawks. I love minor league names, man. They're so much better than major league names. I don't know if you guys know about the company in San Diego, Brandios. Do you know Brandios?
No.
Yeah.
You know, Scott said yes. Brandios does a lot of the minor league logos and stuff. Like they do all, and they're based in Point Loma. They're in Liberty Station.
Okay, cool.
And they actually helped with the Cincinnati Reds redesign a couple of years ago, and they, I think they're responsible for the tin caps. I think now I'm not sure what it is, but
a couple of them actually.
They're like 75% of the minor leagues. They do all that business. So you go to their store, you go to their offices, and it's just all these amazing hats. But I don't know if they like me anymore because, anyways. Well, listen. We're here. Who are you most excited to see, Kevin? What's the player on the Storm that you're most excited to see tonight? Maybe for the season. I don't know.
Tonight, I want to get a look at Reggie Lawson, who I think Had a really good start. Well, he had a really good start his first one out and showed, you know, potential last year in Fort Wayne. So I'm kind of excited to see him. And then Hudson Potts, who I've only seen him at the, you know, the Futures game, which probably isn't the best environment to see a guy in, but those are probably the two guys. And also, all, you know, Edward Olivares, the guy they got for Solarte. You know, they got him and Hosmer in that deal, so I'm excited about seeing him as well.
Yeah, Hudson Potts is off to a really good start this year. And I like his name. It's one of those names that it would be like generated in MLB The Show.
Seems like it.
And so I'm rooting for any guy with a good name. And so far he's off to a good start. You were talking earlier before we pushed record that you were also here with Matt Friars to kind of talk to Luis Torrens. I don't mean to put you on the spot. And I'm not going to steal any of your questions because I will not speak to catchers. But do you see a lot of potential in Torrens? What do you think about Torrens? Because he was up with the big league squad last year for a little bit. What do you see with him?
To be honest, I have no idea. The thing that I kind of wanted to talk about and that I'm interested in is the fact that he's never had more than like 160 at bats in a season. He had all of 2000, I think either 15 or 16 wiped out with a shoulder injury. It was 15, and then he didn't get a lot of at-bats and then sat the whole year on the bench last year. And, you know, I think he had 120, 130 bats with the Padres, and obviously it's very hard to kind of tell what he is. But I did a little bit of research on him, and I think a lot of the Yankee sites that I saw lamented like it was some big loss that, hey, this guy is a pretty interesting catcher, and, you know, the Padres – took a kind of unorthodox approach and nabbed him. So I'm just kind of curious to see where the bat is with him. I think a lot of people have talked about he's a pretty solid defensive catcher, but obviously when you hit 160 in the big leagues and slug 207 or whatever he did, you have no idea what you have in offensively. Not off to the greatest start yet, but I mean it's a week in the season, so I'm kind of curious to see how his bat looks.
Scott, who are you most excited to see with the Storm this year?
Morrone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came on the wrong night.
I know. Well, it just so happened to turn out that way. So, Morrone for sure. That's pretty much it for me. The other guys, half the time, I don't even know who these guys are. I admit that I don't necessarily know where people are and what they are and who they are. And
that's okay. That's why we're doing this podcast, because we, unlike Matt Friars, who covers this stuff religiously, we don't know what we're talking about most of the time. I mean, even when it comes to professional big league baseball, but that's our brand.
I'm most excited to see the changes to the ballpark. My own personal, because I've been doing this for 5 years now, and they've improved a lot of the seating.
Yeah, if you're not following the Kev Faith on Instagram, do so, because Scott's taking some video for us. He's going to do a little ballpark tour today, so you can see the changes. There's a whole new craft brew deck, the flight deck, Hangar 24, that's up there. There's a whole new building they put in with a bunch of beer and stuff in it, so that's cool. And then they have a whole kids section up here that actually I took my daughter to, and she had a blast the other day. And she got to play in it. So they got a lot of cool stuff up here. I'm excited. And I'm most excited because here's what, I don't know. Scott, you don't have any kids, right?
No.
Kevin, kids?
Two.
You have two?
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old and a almost 9-month-old. Yeah.
Okay, so you're getting to the point with a 3-year-old where they might be starting to enjoy sports.
I hope so. Mostly all he really cares about is dancing around at Disney Junior shows, but hopefully he gets that bug in the next year or two.
Yeah, my daughter did the same thing. If it's not Doc McStuffins, then why am I talking to her? But yeah. We went up here the other day. She was playing, and we went to the store because I was like, oh, I'll get her a little Lake Elsinore Storm hat or something like that. And she got a glove, a pink glove, and she wanted the baseball glove and that. And she got it, and we went home. We played catch. I wrapped it in a little rubber band, did all this stuff. I was so excited. I almost cried when she was like, I want this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So if anything, the Storm has given me that with my child, and now I feel indebted to them for at least 2 to 3 weeks. So that's maybe how long this podcast will last. But anyway, any parting shots before I follow Kevin through the tunnel and try to talk to players?
No, not really.
Thank you, Scott, for being here. You've added so much.
I'm not very good at improv, apparently.
No, it's not. None of this is improv. I will say this. When we were here for the media day, Kevin, they had some signs up in the corner, and they had all these, like, theme nights. They had, like, something that rhymes with Thirsty Thursdays. It was like a beer special. And then they had Fiesta Tuesday. I'm like, where'd the taco go? If you're going to do if you're going to do the, what is it called? Alliteration, then stick with it and do Taco Tuesday, not Fiesta Tuesday.
I think they still sell tacos, but I think maybe they're just trying to be different because they Taco Tuesday has become a cliche at this point.
Right.
It's no longer creative. I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
They had, what, the $2 beers and $2 tacos. On Fiesta Tuesdays.
$2 RC Colas.
$2 RC Colas.
That's what they have here. That's very strange.
Right.
So it's so minor league baseball. They're going to have RC Cola. They're also going to have dollar clearly Canadian nights later. Well, we came and they're gone. The sign's gone now. Fiesta Tuesdays is gone. So I feel like maybe me bitching to Matt paid off. And they took the signs down. They're going to rethink their strategy. But in the meantime, I'm really in the mood to talk to Oscar about some Lake Elsinore real estate. All right. Stormcast, episode one.
It's kind of done.
Weathercast. Yeah, it might be done.
The breeze is out of the northwest at 10 miles an hour.
It's a little cold tonight, I'll be honest.
I brought a jacket.
Here's the other thing that bothers me real quick. This is the only other thing that bothers me about the Trevor Hoffman experience that I just had was that I recorded. So here's the, I'll just lay it out. Here's what happened before we get into my talk with Hudson Potts. Okay. I'm going to lay it out here. All right. I pulled Trevor Hoffman aside. I was so excited that he was there. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ask him if he'll talk to me. I don't know. The worst he could say is no. And I would understand because he's a busy person. I mean, maybe he's not, but who gives a crap? Like, he's Trevor Hoffman. He can just say no to me all the time. And really, given the option, he probably should have. But I walked up and I said, hey, would you want to talk? And he said, sure. So I go in the back and we sit there for a second. And I had a fantastic opening line. That's what is bothering me most, I think. Not even the fact that I missed a good 2 minutes of our conversation. God, who's announcing stuff? I'm trying to record this. Okay, so here's the thing. That's what upset me is that I had a great opening line. It doesn't upset me that I missed 2 minutes of him talking, okay? Because he had definitely fantastic stuff to say. But what makes me mad is that I had a great opening line. What opening line was it, Dallas? Is that what you're asking? I'll tell you. My opening line was this. So you're back in single A. Is that what happens when you go to the Hall of Fame? They just make you start over again? He laughed. I laughed. It was a great line. And now I have to say it like this instead of in its natural environment, which was very funny and a great. Anyway, I'm over it. I'm over it. What happened? That was what happened. I was just sitting there talking to him, and I was so enamored with the fact that I was talking to Trevor Hoffman that I forgot. I didn't look down at my phone, and my phone stopped recording, and I just didn't notice it. And then what am I going to say? Hey, can we take that part again? I mean, I guess a professional would have said that, but I am nowhere near a professional. I mean, thanks to the patrons for giving us money, but that doesn't make me a professional. So I just let it ride and ignored it, and then we started again, and or I push record again halfway through this other wonderful thing you were saying. And so I'm piecing it together. What you heard was a pieced together version of it. Okay? Cut me some slack. And now you're going to hear more of me talking about Trevor Hoffman in a minute, but I wanted to explain that first. And now I got the chance to speak with Hudson Potts, who has had a fantastic start of the season. Very excited for Hudson Potts and what he's going to do for the Storm this year. I think he's going to be something special. Maybe that's just because he's the first player I talked to, so now I have to say he's going to be something special, and I'm a homer, but I'm just going to go with that. I think he's going to be something special this year. So here's my short conversation with Hudson Potts. All right. Back in the clubhouse, as they say, with Hudson Potts. Hudson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You're off to a fantastic start this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to help out the team in any way possible and see if we can get a win on the board tonight.
Are you excited to – is this your first game here at Lake Elsinore? Or?
Yes, sir. This is my first game here at Lake Elsinore. We just played a couple series on the road, so we're excited to get out here tonight and get it started here.
Yeah, man, you're doing great. I, first off, I love your name. I don't know if you play MLB The Show. Do you ever play MLB The Show?
No, I do not.
You never play that game?
I mean, yeah, I play it, but with my buddies, but I don't play it.
No, it's okay. I don't play that often either. No, yeah. I'm busy too. We're both busy. It's totally cool. But your name sounds like the one that would be generated. You know, like a player generated?
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. I'm already rooting for you from the top.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you're here. This is your first year with Single A, right?
Yes, sir.
And ultimately, obviously, your ultimate goal is to get up with the big league club. Are you hoping to make that transition as soon as possible? Or are you one of those players that likes to learn and take in as much as you can? And honestly, there's no wrong answer.
I mean, just taking it day to day. I mean, I think that's what we're all doing and all trying to get better. And all of our goals is to get to the big leagues and play there for a long time. So that starts from rookie ball here, everywhere. So we're all putting the work in day in, day out, trying to make it up there. So just take it day by day and let it all play out.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from the Dallas area in Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Okay, my name is Dallas. That obviously wasn't meant to happen, but I used to go to a place in Dallas, Texas called Trees. Was that around when you were younger?
I've never been there.
I think they tore it down. A lot of bad stuff happened in that place.
Oh, really?
It was Deep Elm.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard of the area, yes, sir.
Yeah, everything's torn down there now. A lot of jazz clubs, quote unquote. I love Dallas. It's a nice place. A lot of business happening in Dallas, Texas. Where did you, now that you're in Southern California, what do you think about the Mexican food compared to the Tex-Mex thing? Because this is a big controversy. I don't know if you're aware, Will Myers came out last year and said he prefers East Coast Mexican food to West Coast Mexican food. And basically, we asked to trade him. That was enough for you. What about you, Tex-Mex or West Coast Mexican
food? I actually haven't tried any Mexican food out here since I've been here the past week and a half or so. So I'll have to try that soon. But no, I'm definitely a big fan of the Tex-Mex food for sure.
Well, I feel like you haven't had a choice. Now you need to go out, get yourself a California burrito, man. Do the right thing. Get a little sour cream in there.
Okay.
And then we'll check back in with you. I swear I'm going to check back with you.
Sounds good.
Let me ask you one more thing. I really am interested to know. A lot of you, you know, how old are you now?
19.
19. God, I'm 38. Where did I go wrong? I wanted to know, like, any pitcher, living or dead, what pitcher would you love to be out there facing, living or dead? Any pitcher?
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan?
I think just... That was my dad's favorite player when he was a kid, and just growing up and seeing highlights of him, and just he's pretty historic down in the Texas area. So
I imagine,
just knowing how good he was back then, I'd love to see what he's like. So,
you think he could probably still pitch today?
I have no clue. I have no answer for that, but I'm sure he can get out there and throw some fireballs.
You probably could, man. Well, thanks for the time. I appreciate it, dude. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good game, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Down to some of the affiliates a couple times a year. Obviously, being in San Diego, it's easy to get here to see the guys opening day. Kind of exciting to see Reggie throw. So, good day to come down.
It's a great day to come down. It's a beautiful day out here in Lake Elsinore. I just moved to the area.
Mm-hmm.
First time I've been to a game here at the Storm Stadium. And I'm excited to do it. Lifelong Padre fan. So you had a big year.
Great year.
Stuff happened.
Yeah, great year, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you heard.
January was a great announcement. We'll get to celebrate it in July, getting to go into the Hall of Fame. Culmination of a lot of sacrifices by a lot of people in my corner, family, coaches, friends, teammates. So exciting to honor them.
I talked to a buddy of yours, Dave Pelle.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted. He probably, I don't know if I've met a person besides you who was more excited about it than he was. I know you probably talked about it a million times, so, you know, feel free to not answer anything I have to say, but like getting that phone call and having played as long as you live, I mean, the moments before that phone call, what was that feeling like? I mean, were you sure it was going to happen, or were you still like, man, this might not happen?
Oh, there's always a chance it couldn't happen. You know, I followed the tracker kind of like everyone else did, but it only gave you about 50% of the votes, that had been submitted. And so you're not quite sure if, you know, you have enough to get over the threshold, but when the 212 number came across, it was a sense of relief and really a lot of things kind of passed before your eyes in a matter of 2 seconds before you had a little bit of a conversation with Jack O'Connell and thanked him for calling. But yeah, pretty intense moment, pretty special moment, one that I was glad that came.
What would have happened if you answered that 212 and it was just creditors?
Yeah.
And they were calling you, or that life alert system.
The funny part is Glenn was in the room, my older brother. And, Eric Meyer with the Padres said, hey, we're within that window where a call could come in, so be ready. And then like 2 seconds later, it's like, well, how are we supposed to act for the next potential 30 minutes? And so he did the funny thing of calling my phone within like 5 minutes and rang, and everyone went, could it be? And I picked it up and said, no, don't worry about it. It's just Glenn Hoffman. And he got a kick out of it, and it broke the ice. And a couple minutes later, I introduced myself and asked me if I had a few words. And, you know, just kind of let the kids know that, you know, I sat in that chair where they sat 25 years ago, an A-ball, wondering where my career was going to be going. And, you know, you got to take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of you, play the game hard, it will reward you. And, you know, don't think that something like this is unattainable. So it was a nice moment. It was appreciative on my end that Evan gave me that platform. And, you know, it's true. You know, these kids are at the start of their career. They, you know, they're just trying to scratch a claw to get to the next level, which is San Antonio, let alone think of something as grand as this. But someone, you got to start somewhere, and I'm living proof of that.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much.
Mike, cool. My pleasure.
I'm sitting here right now in the Lake Elsinore Storm dugout. And this is cool, man. I just want to, and I just talked to Trevor Hoffman. And here's the sad part about that. I totally messed up that interview. I was so nervous about talking to Trevor Hoffman. I met him like years ago. I told this story on the podcast before. I met him years ago, and he was such a sweetheart back then when he was still playing. This was probably 2003 or something like that, 2004. And you know, I've seen him around a couple times here and there. Obviously, we hang out at the same places. But just to see him, I was so nervous to see him, and he was just so nice immediately that I'm talking to him, and I just completely lost track of the record button. And I wasn't even paying attention. And, what a cool thing, man. Lake Elsinore Storm has a very cool thing up here going on. It's cool to see a guy like Trevor Hoffman come out here, talk to these young guys, hang out with these young guys, just be around the clubhouse. I mean, imagine that. We're just talking to Hudson Potts. You're 19 years old, man. You walk in and there's Trevor Hoffman just hanging out. A Hall of Famer, a legit Hall of Famer. I was standing there. Dallas was standing there talking to a legit Hall of Famer. And I know a lot of people are like, who cares? You know, whatever. He's in San Diego all the time. I care. It's important to me. So shut up, Mom. It's very cool, man. And so for Hudson Potts and those other dudes, how cool is that, man? To walk in there and see Trevor Hoffman in your clubhouse eating chicken. He was eating a chicken Caesar salad, if that's what you were wondering. That's what he was eating, chicken Caesar salad. And that's a good choice. I'm not going to say that's a wrong choice. That is a solid choice for a salad. Got a lot of protein in there, got some nice flavor. You don't feel like you're eating a salad, although you're definitely eating a salad. But here's the thing about Trevor. He looked really in shape, man. He looked like he could still throw. Anyway, I just wanted to comment on that because I was embarrassed that I messed up the recording so badly. On Trevor Hoffman, I was just enamored. I was enamored. I was sitting there and I was completely in awe of Trevor Hoffman. But now I'm sitting in the dugout, which is something I've always wanted to do. And it's rad because no one is telling me to get out of the dugout. I might not. I might just sit here. And then maybe when they call somebody's name, I might just walk up and be that person. I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, probably record a little bit more when the game gets going. But right now, I could probably just quit and retire and never have to do anything again. That was just so dang cool, man. I mean, you know, we're not all Brady Phelps. We all can't just go up and meet these Hall of Famers all the time. Some of us have to, you know, some of us have to put the extra foot forward. Not that Brady hasn't. This is no insult to Brady. But, you know, it's a big deal. I'm rambling like a little girl. I'm a little teenager, boy or girl, doesn't matter. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to make any genders mad. Boy or girl, I'm rambling like an eighth grader telling his mom about his new phone or something. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to leave this dugout. It's not going to happen.
So that was the very first episode of Stormcast. And as you can see, it was very eventful. My humongous thanks once again to Lake Elsinore Storm, also to Kevin Charity from Mad Friars and Ghost of Ray Kroc from the Kept Faith. for hanging out and talking to me. And I will interview Hudson Potts again. I swear I'll do it. And I'll be much, you know what, because I guarantee Trevor Hoffman won't be there that time. I mean, I can't guarantee, but I have a good feeling he won't be there, you know, on a Wednesday in mid-July. So I'll get to Hudson Potts again, and we'll chat again. We'll see if he ate Mexican food, West Coast Mexican food. I sure hope so, man, because you can't compare a Tex-Mex to a California. It just doesn't even make sense. I feel bad. I feel bad for him. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll take him out to a burrito. Anyway, become a patron here at The Kept Faith. Go to patreon.com/thekeptfaith. Your donations continue us to help us continue do these things. Wow. Your donations continue to help us do these things, like go to Lake Elsinore Storm Games, do podcasts, do the other fun podcasts we've been doing, the live events, all of those things. Your donations contribute to that. So we really, really thank our patrons for doing that, allowing us to put these things together. And anything, $1, $5, it doesn't matter. Anything helps. Please, if you can, go to patreon.com/thekeptfaith and put a buck in the bucket and see what happens. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at thekeptfaith and check out thekeptfaith.com for a bunch of writings. Padres Haiku has a new reoccurring post about Padres Instagram. It's very funny, called Friars No Filter. So make sure you check it out right now on thekeptfaith.com. And yeah, Trevor Hoffman, man. I feel like I should go out with Hell's Bells, but that's just too cliche. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go out with another AC/DC song.